This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio
Free
Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
The Rabble Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Show your support by going to www.rabble.ca/donate.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
In the recent provincial government budget, the BC government announced a $77 increase in benefits for people with disabilities, the first such increase in about 9 years. The increase becomes effective in September, but at the same time, they took away subsidized transit passes. The give with one hand and take away with the other move has been called callous and mean-spirited. This morning I'm joined by Faith Bodner. She's the executive director of the advocacy group Inclusion BC. Good morning, Faith.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Now, before we get into the transit pass issue, which I think is critical, I want to ask about the basic increase in benefits, which I know gets clawed back. But $77 a month after 9 years, how far does that monthly benefit go to cover the expenses of a single person with a disability?
Well, we know it doesn't cover the expenses of a person with a disability. So we've, unfortunately, because we've not had a series of increases over the years, people on PWD benefits or people with disabilities have lost significant ground in terms of their benefits have stayed the same until now, or since 2007, and yet the cost of living, particularly in the Lower Mainland and in BC in general, has skyrocketed, particularly around the cost of things like food and the cost of shelter. So we have are already some of the lowest in Canada. We have the 6th lowest PWD rates or disability income rates in Canada, and we have the highest cost of living.
Now, what has happened in this recent scenario to the provision of transit or transit passes or the cost of transit passes for people with disabilities who are on benefits?
Sure. Well, the cost of a bus pass or other types of transit has always been subsidized in BC for people who get PWD benefits. What they've done, though, is that they've now are, instead of having, let's say, for example, a $45 a year bus pass, people will pay monthly at $52 plus an administration fee for a bus pass. So that's a huge shift in itself. But what the government did when they gave this $77 increase is now they're clawing back the cost of that bus pass. So basically they've given $77 and now people out of that $77 will pay a much higher subsidy rate on a monthly basis for their bus pass. So for people who, about the 50,000 who either get the special transportation allowance, which is $66 a month now, it's kind of complex, which is why this is problematic as well, or the bus pass at $52 a month, they'll either get an additional $11 of that $77 a month or an additional $25 of that $77 a month. So it's just a poorly conceived change. I think it demonstrates quite a gap in the understanding of our government and the true lived experience of people on these deplorably low rates, and to pat each other on the back and one another on the back about, oh wow, we've increased the rates, and the consistent messaging is, well, people are better off. I mean, it's pretty insulting, and to claim any kind of credit for the fact that, quotes, people are better off is incredibly misguided and mean-spirited, and I think it's insulting. People understand it. It's a poor increase at the get-go when we need a serious plan for PWD benefits in BC, and this is anything but a serious plan.
Well, let's look at the effect on the ground here. Let's talk about what this looks like for a single person on disability who now has effectively to either choose between a bus pass or have an $11 or $25 increase you know, in what they can spend over the last 9 years.
Yeah, they can choose the bus pass at $52 a month and pocket $25 additional dollars. They could also choose nothing and get the $77 a month, right? So, but what it means when you're living on those kinds of low rates is, in all likelihood, if people don't get, I know that people don't get enough to eat. So if I had a choice, and I use that word in quotation marks because the government has thrown it around a lot, if I had a choice between taking the bus pass or taking the transit allowance or the bus pass, I would and eat, I would choose food every time. So what this has the effect of doing on the ground for people is they're going to become isolated because there is no choice. If you're either going to take the bus or you're going to have subsidized transportation or eat, we know what we would do, and we know that many people on PWD will do the same. So, I mean, it's poorly conceived, and I think, as I said earlier, it's just an indication that our government has a huge credibility gap when it comes to really understanding and acting on what should be a reasonable income for people with disabilities. I mean, $906, how do you even put that in reasonable terms? It isn't. So
yeah. I want to ask you a little bit more about the role. So people now have this choice. You can either get a transit pass at that rate, or you can buy food, as you say, or some other key critical essentials. What role does access to transit play for people who live their lives with a disability on a very limited income?
Well, it's a critical role, and I think that the reason this campaign, which has raised the rates and leave our bus pass alone, and the announcement of the government has struck a chord is because that bus pass or that subsidy represented something and was a symbol for something around the importance of access and transportation for people with disabilities in BC. So it unleashed an incredible amount of anger, an incredible amount of dismay, and I think, again, this huge gap in credibility that our government has when it looks at people with disabilities in BC. I mean, it is this campaign, we did the petition, but it has been taken on by other anti-poverty groups. It's been taken on as theirs by other groups, so it has had a life of its own, and it has grown. I think we're almost at 12,000 signatures today on the petition. It's gotten Canada-wide coverage. Virtually every report in the media has been to say to the government, what the heck are you doing here? This is wrong. You need to do something real and serious about these PWD rates, and giving $77 on one hand and then clawing three-quarters of it back on the other is really, really wrong. So, I mean, it's hard to understand. It's something that people have been loud and clear about. They understand. They get the facts. Despite the government giving a broken record message over and over again, no, people are better off by $25 a month and $11 a month, I don't think so. So I think it's pretty disappointing, really.
Now, Social Development Minister Michelle Stilwell said the policy will allow, and I think you kind of referred to this before, more quotes, I'm saying quotes here, choice for people with disabilities and equalize the payments that individuals receive. What do you make of that statement?
Well, I think it's an unfortunate view of what choice is. I don't think the word choice even comes into this conversation when you're living in such abject poverty. And I think we should, it's not responsible to use that term, and I think it's offensive, deeply offensive. Minister of Finance also used it in his budget speech. People don't have choice when you're living like that. And to I guess, continue with that messaging is an unfortunate tactic, in my opinion, and I think it's time to make, what this does is it equalizes poverty. So our recommendation has been, take those transportation subsidies out of the conversation, make them make sense across BC, make them fairer, and then give everybody the $77. So they've mixed really two problems together and just compounded it for people.
Now, you talked about some of the reaction, and the reaction I've seen is broad, and I have to say, as I learned more about it, I was just I guess, disgusted and sickened by this particular move by the government. I'm wondering what you think that people can do to change the situation and fight against this injustice.
Well, we're going to actually be rallying on Wednesday at the grounds of the legislature at noon. And if you go to our website, which is inclusionbc.org, you'll find all the details. And we're also coordinating similar rallies across the province for people who, of course, can't get to Victoria, but they can do it at the same time in communities right across the province. Unfortunately, we were not consulted, nor were any other disability organizations consulted before the announcement of this change to our PWD benefits. And I think that would have been a good thing to do, because clearly in hindsight, it was a huge mistake what was announced, and it was out of touch. And disability organizations like Inclusion BC and many others, we have a pretty good handle on what needs to be done, particularly around these benefits. Again, we tried talking to the ministry after it was announced, and the general message we were getting was, we just don't understand. We were told, you just don't understand what it is. Yes, we understand what the policy is. Yes, we understand what the increase is. But no, it's a huge mistake. So, again, there is this big disconnect. When you try to talk to the government about these things, they either don't ask you ahead of time, or they don't want to hear what your analysis is after.
Well, I also understand there's the petition that you mentioned. How can people find that? Is there a link through your website?
Yes, go through our website. The links are all there. People are, of course, signing en masse. We were the first 5 days; it was 200 signatures an hour. It has slowed down a lot, but we would still like people to go in and sign. We'd like to hit 15,000 by next week. And our goal is to get even higher, as upwards of 20,000. The other thing is this is being talked about across the country. This is just not a BC issue. BC is being scrutinized for this blunder right across Canada. And I think the government could step in quite quickly and make it right. And we, and I know many other organizations like ours, would say thank you and congratulations, and we appreciate what you're doing, which is what we'd like to do. But right now, until things change, we can't.
Well, I really appreciate your talking with us this morning, and we'll direct people to your website.
Thank you very much, Lorraine.
Okay, thanks, Faith. I've been speaking with Faith Bodnar. She's the executive director of the advocacy group Inclusion BC, and you can find that petition on change.org by going to their website at inclusionbc.org.